already booked, and who knows now what will happen. So any other comments on the future meeting planning? Okay. We'll move down to C, which is general discussion. I will, I'll start the general discussion off because I want to share a phone call I had yesterday with the Oregon chair, Mary Wall. And I hadn't talked to her for about 2 weeks. I know she's been meeting with her commissioners and trying to get a meeting with their governor and et cetera. But I made a few notes about the discussion. She made it very clear that she and they took our letter very seriously. And she is now, she has one more of her commissioners, I guess, to meet with face-to-face to try and get kind of a consensus of perspective and so on. She's also scheduling a meeting or a Zoom discussion with Director Melcher soon. She did assure me, as I asked her about when we could expect a response to our letter, she said probably next week. And I said, well, that would be good, but certainly no later than mid-October. She confirmed that it would be no later than about 2 weeks from now. Which she's very open to having a meeting. There was some discussion about how many people and on either side, and that's pretty pretty open-ended. She doesn't have any, she's not particularly hard over on that. She does have a preference, but I think she has some flexibility. From her angle, and I think from ours, the meeting should be open to the public, public to listen in only, not to make public comment. So I think we're making headway. I know it's maybe taken a little longer than some people hope, but I don't know. I guess that's how government operates. But we're going to be hearing soon, and I think we'll have an opportunity to engage with the Oregon folks. Any other general? Commissioner McKaysey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thanks for that update. Let me just say, I'll take that as a positive, and I appreciate the fact that you've been able to talk to her and that this is moving down the road. So that's a positive. We had not heard a response yet, and it's been through the month of September, so it's good to hear that something is on the move there. On the matter of Columbia River, I wanted to bring up one other short matter, and it has to do with this decision document where we're going to describe the rationale for the motion that passed. Recall in September, I was talking about a kind of a three-point communication plan. One would be an immediate news release that did happen, and the director and the staff did an outstanding job on that. The letter to the state of Oregon, which did go out promptly, that's been accomplished. And the third one was this decision document that describes the rationale for the motion and the amendment that passed. I had mentioned that the Columbia River Work Group and staff would work on a draft, but I think it's important that every commissioner see this decision document before it's finalized. So it's still in a state of development. There hasn't even been the first meeting of call it the writing group that would work through a rough draft. But I just wanted to let the commissioners who are wondering about that, because it is mentioned in our letter to Oregon, what the status of that is, and that I think it's a valuable thing for the full commission to see before it's considered in any sort of final form.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Any other comments? Any other general discussion items today? This is gonna go down as the fastest meeting on record, it appears. So I'm looking for hands, going once, going twice. If there's no objection, I will move to adjourn this Zoom meeting call today at 8:46 a.m. on the 2nd of October, 2020. Everyone have a great week.
A new land speed record, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I don't know that I deserve the credit for that, but I was handed a skinny plate, so that's a first. So thank you all. Be safe and have a great weekend.
Okay. Enjoy the fog.
Oh, yeah, we got her.
Yeah. Thank you.